and welcome to the new episode of Investing Beyond Borders, a podcast from Miranda Law Firm that brings you regular insight on investment opportunities and legal and regulatory updates from throughout the Miranda Alliance world, all in around 6 minutes. This week, we bring you news on relations between the European Union and Africa, approval of trade-related legislation and new local content rules in Angola, the creation of a customs-free zone in São Tomé, new anti-corruption efforts in Equatorial Guinea, as well as other developments from our jurisdictions. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Investing Beyond Borders. Diana, over to you.
We kick off this week's episode with developments on the relationship between Africa and the European Union, which will be one of the key issues for the Portuguese presidency of the EU commencing on the 1st of January 2021. The focus on the diplomatic and economic relationship between the two continents and the ongoing renegotiation of the Cotonou Agreement are crucial aspects for European investors in the African continent, and markets will be watching these developments carefully. In Portugal, the government has revealed more details of its proposed 2021 budget this week, including €1 billion increase in public investment directed at sustainable mobility, health, and education projects. In the meantime, the CIMEC bloc is seeking to raise $4 billion to finance 11 infrastructure projects in the region, with the World Bank and the African Development Bank having already pledged $700 million to this effort. These projects are mostly cross-border initiatives of great importance to the region, including a 600-megawatt hydroelectric dam capable of supplying energy to Cameroon, the Congo, Gabon, and the Central African Republic, and a highway between Equatorial Guinea and Gabon. Meanwhile, the Angolan government has released its projections of an economic growth of 1% of GDP for 2021, a conservative prediction that follows an estimated recession of 2.8% in 2020. Both these predictions are lower than those of the IMF, that estimates a recession of 4% in 2020, followed by a growth of 3.2% in 2021. In the resources sector, the government's revamping of the mining framework in recent years has started paying off with the signing of agreements with mining giant Anglo American for the prospecting and exploitation of silver, copper, nickel, and platinum. Earlier this week, Angola also approved two critical pieces of legislation for the energy industry, the ratification of the Paris Climate Change Agreement and the long-awaited new petroleum sector local content framework, which replaces Ministry of Petroleum Order 127-03 and other related legislation, which was a staple of local content in the country for close to two decades. In Cameroon, the Itindi offshore oil and gas development is progressing, with the joint venture moving ahead with front-end engineering and design work and commercial discussions for the natural gas and condensate field. The final investment decision on this project, which can be a game-changer for the Cameroonian upstream sector, is expected in mid-2021. São Tomé and Príncipe is also in the headlines, with the government having announced the implementation of a customs-free zone in the south of the island of São Tomé. This project is aimed at creating a logistics, services and manufacturing hub capable of serving the Gulf of Guinea and other regions. Showing the same environmental concerns that we've seen in other parts of the globe, São Tomé has also banned the production, importation, sale and distribution of non-biodegradable plastic bags. In another important legislative development, the National Parliament has also approved a legal framework for the extraction of construction materials. Moving on to Equatorial Guinea, a new anti-corruption law has been enacted following the ratification of the United States Convention Against Corruption in 2018 and the African Union Convention on Prevention and Fight Against Corruption in 2019. This new law introduces significant changes to the previous legal framework, mainly contained in the Criminal Code and the Law on the Ethics and Dignity in the Performance of Public Office. New corruption-related criminal offenses, including corruption in the private sector, a significant increase in the applicable penalties, and the extension of criminal liability to cover legal entities, are some of the changes brought about by this new law. The new framework also provides specific rules for sponsorship and hosting, gifts, conflict of interests, impediments, and other duties of government officials. Also in Equatorial Guinea, the Parliament has approved a new legal framework applicable to maritime activities. The new law expressly applies to any companies that are engaged in activities related to the sea and contains detailed provisions on local registration requirements for vessels, crews, charter agreements, and also rules on mortgages, vessel insurance, and maritime pollution, just to name a few. Natural gas will be an important part of the energy transition due to its lower carbon footprint, and the Mozambique LNG project intends to start off on the right foot by selecting Siemens Energy to provide gas turbines capable of providing lower emission power to Total's LNG plant. Meanwhile, on the other side of the globe, the Timor-Leste government has approved legislation aimed at supporting economic recovery, with measures aimed at both companies and households. This is a critical measure at a time when the government estimates a recession of 6% of GDP in 2020, with a growth of 2.8% in 2021. With this backdrop, more news has also materialized on the 2021 state budget proposal, with the government looking to spend $136 million on the construction and maintenance of roads and bridges in an overall budget of approximately $1.9 billion, the second largest in the nation's history.
Hope you enjoy this episode of Investing Beyond Borders. Please join us again in 2 weeks' time for more business and legal and regulatory news from the 19 Miranda Alliance jurisdictions. This podcast was brought to you by Miranda Law Firm and Miranda Alliance. You can find out more about our worldwide activities and assistance to investors at www.mirandalawfirm.com. This episode was presented by Diana Teodoro from our Lisbon office and Luis Miranda from the Houston office. Content was developed exclusively for Miranda by the Miranda Alliance podcasts team. Technical support is provided by Katerina Moraes from our communications department. All content is subject to copyright and protected by law.